warning, this truth of a head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. You know, over the years, we've talked about those businesses that have helped here in Colorado in an extraordinary way. One, you'll recall, is Chick-fil-A, and the thousands upon thousands of signatures, pro-life signatures for the election cycle personhood petition here in Colorado. This is the fourth time around. Well, there's another retail outlet, a chain nationwide, hundreds of stores, tens of thousands of employees that have helped even in a more significant way than Chick-fil-A. I want to get to that and something they're doing in Colorado Springs that is what an opportunity. But first, two unrelated stories, well, terrible stories. The past few days have been horrific news days, not only with the Supreme Court affirming homosexual marriage, but there have been two different crime stories involving, of all things, beheadings. The first is the murder of a homeless man committed by a gang of drunken Russian teenagers in Moscow who've been raised with the hopelessness of atheism and evolution, we're just animals. And the other, a Catholic priest in Syria, and two others murdered, that is, beheaded in front of a screaming crowd of onlookers, all with their cell phones, getting video and photos up close as these three men, including, as I said, one Catholic priest, were beheaded. And when we talk about not being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word, the scriptures, and the need to teach the culture, the world around us, that God has made us in his image. God said, do not kill the innocent, and we need to be humble before him or face the consequences. This is not all simply for our eternal salvation. Those who trust in Jesus Christ will be saved forever. But it also has a very immediate effect in the temporal here and now, including, for example, national security. Now, who would ever think that knowing God's word and preaching the gospel could help secure us in our nation and our borders? But actually it can, because the attack on the individual, the baby, the family, the church, the nation comes from every direction. And the stronger we are as individuals, Christians, families, and churches, the more we will be able to take people who would want to destroy us and turn them into our brothers and sisters in Christ. So this is the time, every time, but especially this time, where we need to follow what the scriptures say and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In that light, I'd like to talk about a retail outlet chain, two names that you'll recognize. One is Hobby Lobby, and the other is Mardell Christian Bookstores. These stores have hundreds of outlets around the country, tens of thousands of employees, and it turns out here in Colorado that Mardell, both owned by the same family, Mardell has helped us achieve thousands of signatures to get personhood on the ballot. Election cycle after election cycle. We're now on our fourth election cycle. And it is just, it's humbling to know the local manager, the employees of the store, how gracious they are and how courageous they are. So when we found out that they have something going on in Colorado Springs, we wanted to let you know about it. It's called Passages, the Bible Experience. And this is an event. To help us understand is on the line with us, John Peterson. John, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome. So, John, could you talk to us about this Passages Bible Experiences? Tell us what's there, and I've got a lot of particular questions for you.
Okay, Passages, the Bible Experience, is an exhibition that is currently in Colorado Springs, and it features the Green Collection, which is the largest private collection of rare biblical texts and ancient artifacts in the world. It's owned by the Green family of Hobby Lobby, and it is an interactive, state-of-the-art experience that is in Colorado Springs, now open for a limited time, in fact, through February the 1st. And again, the largest private collection of rare biblical texts and ancient artifacts, but not just a bunch of old stuff under glass. It's an interactive, state-of-the-art experience that's geared for all ages, and it's for people of faith, or people that are not of the faith. It doesn't matter what your background is. It's basically a celebration of the most influential book of all time, the Bible, and excited to be a part of it here in the Springs.
When you talk about the largest privately owned collection, that is of, could you tell us again what the collection comprises of Bible manuscripts?
Yes, there's over 40,000 items that are a part of the Green Collection, making it the largest private collection in the world. But as in any collection, you're going to have some items that are going to be at the top of the pyramid, some of the very best of the collection. And what we have in Colorado Springs are some of the very best. In fact, over 450 rare biblical texts and ancient artifacts from the Green Collection.
Oh, my. We have traveled a number of times, John, to the Bible countries here at Bob and Yurt Live. We've gone, I think, what, five, six times now, a Bible tour of Israel, Turkey, Greece, Italy. And we go and we study on location what we can learn about the scriptures. And we go, for example, in Greece to monasteries where we see handwritten manuscripts of the scriptures. And what we learn about these and seeing the devotion and the care that went into the preservation of God's word is humbling, and it's an extraordinary opportunity to learn about the foundations of our faith.
It is. In fact, if you come to Passages to see what you will see here, you would have to travel the world over because there are items from all over the earth that are on display. In fact, it's set up, as I said, in an interactive, state-of-the-art way. You travel through about 25 to 30 rooms that are set up chronological in nature. You'll journey through the caves of Qumran, where the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered.
Wow.
And in there, you'll see actual parts of the Dead Sea Scroll. And you wind through the Jura Europus Synagogue, which is the world's oldest synagogue.
Well, maybe we could take these a little slower, because each thing you mention, I'm fascinated by. The Dead Sea Scrolls, don't you guys have a fragment of the book of Genesis that's one of the earliest known of its kind?
That's correct. It's the earliest recording of Genesis, and it's on display in here in Colorado Springs.
Oh, my.
It is a fascinating fragment that contains seven lines. And a lot of people don't realize that when they discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls, there were fragments that were involved in the Dead Sea Scrolls. And we have part of the fragments that are here on display.
And we have we've discussed the Dead Sea Scrolls for many years in our verse-by-verse Bible studies as their contents become relevant to helping us understand the history, the culture, the language that Jesus Christ was born into, Jesus being the eternal Son of God, but became flesh through the incarnation with the Virgin Mary. And he grew up in a specific time and place in history. And so the Dead Sea Scrolls contain copies of the scriptures that were in use at the time of the Lord and other very significant pieces of information. And it includes our ability to answer the skeptics when the skeptics want to claim that the Bible is not reliable, it's not credible, it's not historic. And so I did not realize before preparing for this interview, I heard about Passages, the Bible Experience, coming to Colorado Springs. I didn't realize you guys would have an actual fragment of the Dead Sea Scrolls there.
Yes, in fact, we have probably four fragments, I believe, that are on display currently. There are, I believe, 10 in the Green Collection.
Mm. Wow.
We also have a facsimile, in fact, the only facsimile on vellum of the Isaiah scroll on display, and it is unfurled on the wall, and you can look at it along with the English translation above it.
Now, let's see,
see
how
God's word hasn't changed.
Wow.
And it's continued to be the same.
Now, let's see if I can understand from my time at Bible College, Nyack, New York. But vellum, that would be different from a parchment or a scroll. Vellum would actually be writing material on animal skin that is able to survive in the right kind of environment for many centuries. And so
that's
you're
right.
saying,
this,
go ahead.
In this case, 20 centuries.
20 centuries, where I have books, you know, that were written back in the 1960s and 70s, the history of the modern creation movement, and they're falling apart already. It's like the paper and ink,
right.
They were too cheap. So you go back 2,000 years, we know from the New Testament that Jesus stood in a synagogue in Capernaum on the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee, and he read from the scriptures from the book of Isaiah. He said,
yes.
This day, this is fulfilled in your hearing. And so we now could look and see that what Jesus was reading 2,000 years ago is the same as we could read today in a Hebrew Bible, if we learn Hebrew, which anyone can do, or in our English Bibles as translated, not a dozen times from one language to another like telephone, but from Hebrew to English directly, we know what the Lord was reading in the synagogue.
That is correct.
Wow. That's exciting. And it's exciting that you guys have it there.
Yes, we do. In fact, and that's only one of the rooms of the 30 rooms that are on display. You will travel through these rooms, and it will tell the story of how the English Bible came to be as you walk through time. Each room is designed to depict the era of time, and it's not just a bunch of old stuff under glass. We have plenty of old things under glass, but an interactive experience that's lined with animatronics, which are lifelike robots that talk. We have a William Tyndale who gives his last words before he was hung and burned at the stake. For translating the Bible from Greek to English in the Tyndale Bible.
Yes.
And in fact, we do have a Tyndale Bible here at Passages. It's the only one of its kind, the only known one to exist, that was published during the time of William Tyndale's incarceration while he was awaiting his execution.
Oh, my.
And that is something that you can see, one of my favorite pieces that's on display. Another item that is of great significance is an original letter by Martin Luther, written during the Reformation time period. In fact, you can see the date on the letter, 1518, and you can see his signature, Martin Luther, a letter he was writing his followers and his students while he was at the Great Debate, basically telling the followers to hold fast and stand strong in what they've come to learn from the Scriptures, and saying that it's better to obey God than man. And he says, "Fare thee well," at the end of the letter, knowing that it is necessary for us to stray from men or be condemned by God.
Oh.
And inside that case is the papal bull that was issued against Martin Luther, in which he took out and publicly burned in the streets.
He had courage.
He absolutely did have courage, and it's really a story, and it's non-sectarian, so it's whether folks are Protestant, whether they're Catholic, again, it's objective history. It's what took place, and it's a celebration of this most debated, most banned, best-selling book of all time.
And the most celebrated, most banned book of all time. Well, I'm going to have to ask you more about that, but you said the date on this letter is 1518. That's soon, in 5 years, that's going to be 500 years old. If I remember my history, that's back when we were still using the Julian calendar, before the Gregorian calendar reform. This is at the early moments of the Reformation, and this is the struggle that mankind, and specifically the West, had with what does the Bible actually say the Bible, the scriptures, other than simply our tradition? What does the Bible, the Word of God, say regarding salvation by faith alone? Salvation
right.
by grace through faith alone. So these things are significant milestones when you're going back to the Dead Sea Scrolls and Isaiah and Genesis. So, I interrupted you, but please continue. Wow.
Well, there are many first edition English Bibles that you will see, as you had stated. Folks were struggling to have their own copy of God's Word. Mm. And so you will see in the Geneva Chapel the first study Bible ever produced, which was the Geneva Bible.
Wow.
And in there, John Knox, if you get too close to him and you sit down in a pew, he'll start preaching to you. he'll start speaking and giving some reference to William Tyndale, who is somewhat contemporary with John Knox.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see the Great Bible. You'll see the Coverdale Bible and many others that were first edition English Bibles, but none measure up to the Bible in which you will see next in the room, which is the King James Bible story. And the Jerusalem Chamber at Westminster Abbey, we have an 80% replica of that room where the King
wow.
James Bible was corroborated in its translation.
Wow.
You can walk in there and see a first edition King James Bible, just a beautiful, beautiful book that was endorsed by King James.
Mm-hmm.
And
he fully funded it.
And yes.
John Peterson with Passages, the Bible Experience. How does the Gutenberg Press fit in to this history of the transmission of the Bible in the English language and in other languages for that matter?
Sure. Johann Gutenberg was, by Time Magazine, he was considered to be the most influential man of the past millennia. He has impacted our world through the invention of the Gutenberg Press more than any single person in the past millennia, according to Life magazine. And what did he do? He printed Bibles with the Gutenberg Press. In fact, believed in it so much, he literally went bankrupt. And what his press did was it allowed a removable typesetting and basically allowed the each one of the letters and spaces and periods, punctuation, all to be placed into the plate, and they could withstand great pressure.
Mm.
And so he was able to complete the Gutenberg Bible, which really paved the way for printing of Bibles so that everyone could have a Bible in their own language.
Because until that time, and I think in China they had developed movable type technology, but until Gutenberg, for the most part around the world, if you wanted a manuscript, let's say you wanted to study the Book of Romans, you would have to acquire a copy that was handwritten by a scribe. And, of course, if you wanted the entire Bible, if you wanted commentaries and scholarly works about the Bible, it would take a life's fortune to acquire even a relatively small library. So when
That's
we
right.
were able to mass produce books, then learning exploded, not only in the Word of God, but then in the sciences and languages and so on.
Absolutely, and you're correct. It was very expensive. And, of course, there was always the threat, too, of if you were translating a book in a language that was outlawed to not receive the Bible, something other than Latin, then you were risking your life to translate it and to write, which would make the price go up.
Well, when we come to your passages, the Bible Experience, will we learn about the Gutenberg Press? Is that part of what you're presenting there?
Absolutely. In fact, you'll go into what that'd be called the Renaissance era, and there's a Gutenberg Press that's fully operational. Children and adults can create their own copy of God's Word on the Gutenberg Press. We actually have part of the Gutenberg Bible on display from the Book of Romans that you'll be able to see as well.
Mm. Oh, my. This is, like you said, this is not just fragments of paper under glass. So
Correct.
Tell us, I'd like to find out more about the experience, the exhibits themselves, but could we take a moment to talk about, you know, where it's located in Colorado Springs, how much does it cost, and also the Green family, and we want to know who to thank Steve sure. Green and his family for this extraordinary opportunity.
Sure. The Green family have all been involved in this, and they've been very gracious in putting this together. It is currently on display in Colorado Springs in the corner of Palmer Park and Academy, and you can get more details at explorepassages.com. And through the end of the week, we are offering a grand opening special right now. So between now and Saturday, which would be July the 6th, you can get a grand opening special. Adults are $10. Children are $6.
And this is
this is
the July 4th weekend here. So
correct.
People have time off of work. Colorado Springs is a beautiful place. If you live in Denver, drive down to the Springs. And so it's $10. What's the normal price?
Normal price for adults, $15.95. Children are $11.95. And ages 6 and up would be considered children. Ages 18 and up would be considered adults. And everyone else would be free. 5 and below would be free.
Okay, so
I will mention, though, on July 4th, we've got a special rotating exhibit celebrating the Declaration of Independence and the Bible in America. And it's called We Hold These Truths to Be Self-Evident. And there's several items here that are contemporary with the birth of our country. One is the Aiken Bible, which is the Bible of the American Revolution. It's interesting. This is the first English Bible printed in America and the only Bible to ever receive a congressional authorization. Hmm. Congress promised Aiken $10,000 to print 30,000 Bibles. And so that was done. However, because it was during the Revolutionary War, Robert Aiken was never paid. But we have that Bible that's on display, as well as some documents that were signed. John Witherspoon, who is a signer of the Declaration of Independence, we have a document that's there signed by John Witherspoon, which was the only clergyman to sign the Declaration of Independence. There's also another document signed by Charles Thompson. And he was also a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and you'll just be able to see these in July.
So, John Peterson, by the way, what's your role with Passages the Bible Experience?
Sure. I am the community relations specialist for Passages, and I basically have the opportunity to meet the people within the community and represent Passages by speaking at churches and business leader events, et cetera.
We're just going to have to invite people from the audience to join us to come down to your exhibit, because this is a great opportunity. So we won't be able to do it as quickly as this week, but people in the audience who can go should go. But then I want to make a commitment, John, that we will be there. We will gather a group together. We'll come down with a caravan, because this is an opportunity to learn about the heritage of the Christian faith right here in our backyard.
It really is. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and frankly, there's nothing like this on earth, and it's a great opportunity to learn about God's Word.
How about, could you tell us a bit about Hobby Lobby and Mardell? We just love these guys. They have been so faithful, and they haven't bragged about it. John, we have been getting signatures, over 100,000 signatures every 2 years for the past four election cycles. And Mardell has been, which is owned by Hobby Lobby, right? It's the same family?
Yes.
Mardell Christian Bookstore. Mardell, which is in, I think it's Littleton on Wadsworth, South Wadsworth, right next to Hobby Lobby. It's the same building. They have been heroic in their support. And not only have they courageously invited Colorado Right to Life and Personhood Colorado to get signatures every election cycle, including now for the Brady Amendment, the pro-life personhood Brady Amendment, but their customer base is just so delightful and encouraging. And they, the vast majority, want to sign, and they sign with a smile, and they're thankful that our volunteers are there. So please, if you can, John, please extend to them a thank you from us for their courage and support for the right to life of the innocent baby. Oh, so it's the family that sponsors this
Correct.
Exhibit. Oh, I didn't understand that. I do know that Hobby Lobby now has over 500 stores, 20,000 employees, and they're also battling Obamacare. So we appreciate them on many levels. Okay, so Steve, the hours that this exhibit is open, what are the days and the hours?
Sure. We're open every day but Monday. So Tuesday through Saturday, we're open from 10 to 6. Sunday, we're open from 1 to 6.
Okay. All right. So is there anything else you'd like to add? We only have a moment.
Absolutely. In conjunction with Passages, the Bible Experience, we have a speaker series that takes place, and you can see our speaker series lineup. These are experts that we fly in from all around the world that come and speak on particular topics. Mm. In fact, all of these are themed tough questions about the Bible and its rise to prominence. You can see the schedule of our speaker series on explorepassages.com. Let's see, our next one would be, I don't have that in front of me, but the full lineup of our speaker series can be found on explorepassages.com.
Great. Thank you so much, John Peterson. It's just a thrill to learn about this exhibit. We appreciate your work with it. God bless you, John.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. The website is explorepassages.com. And that's the way we study the Bible. We explore the passages in the Bible. So it's easy to remember, explorepassages.com. We encourage you to go on down this weekend for July 4th weekend. You might have a day or two off of work. But also, we're going to want to go as a radio family, as a church family, Denver Bible Church. We're going to want to go down, and the sooner the better, because we might want to go again. So that is explorepassages.com. Our website is kgov.com, and our church, Denver Bible Church, you could pray for us. We are seeking to perhaps purchase a church facility. Our church, our congregation, needs a church home, and we are very interested in one particular facility because of the extraordinary generosity of our friends of Denver Bible Church. We have a significant down payment, but we're a small church. We're the little church that could. And we fight the battles that a lot of people just don't want to fight, but we take them on, and we can only do this with the help of the body of Christ. The body of Christ is there to edify and build up and support one another. And boy, does Denver Bible Church need your help. So if you'd like to be a part of enabling Denver Bible Church to have their own church facility, their own home base, imagine what they've done, that little church, since January of 2000. And this has been while renting a meeting place. Imagine what they'll be able to do with their own facility available 24/7. 365 days a year. It could really be great, and you could be a great blessing to the families, the children, the parents, the elders of Denver Bible Church by helping out. Check out our website and our store at kgov.com, and then denverbiblechurch.org. Hey, may God bless you.